The federal online marketplace for health insurance opens up in 2 weeks. As part of the Affordable Care Act, most Americans are required to have insurance beginning in 2014. This part of the law, referred to as the individual mandate, is designed to increase the number of consumers in the total insurance pool with the intention of lowering premiums across the board. Linda Shepard, special counsel and director of healthcare policy and analysis for the Kansas Insurance Department, says that since the Affordable Care Act requires insurers to cover even those consumers with pre-existing conditions, the mandate was put into place so that it wouldn't be only those people signing up for new coverage. She says that would have led to much higher costs for consumers, and insurance was designed to have a balance of the young and healthy along with the older and ill.
When you think about it, you know, if the only people who had to buy car insurance were people who were bad drivers, the cost of car insurance would be very expensive, and so, you know, it's moderated by the fact that we all have to, and some of us have more car problems than others, but it's basically the same concept. Insurance is a game of numbers, and that's the way it works out.
While the mandate applies to most Americans, the Affordable Care Act does provide subsidies for many who could not otherwise afford coverage. The law requires consumers to hold health insurance for at least 9 months of 2014. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.